The U.S. hog inventory is up slightly. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. There is a higher inventory of our U.S. hogs and pigs per USDA's quarterly report. USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell says among the trends in the June report,
markets have been indicated that we are a little bit tight on hog supplies over the past couple of months, but this seems to indicate that for the second half of 2025 and perhaps into the early part of 2026, we should see a little bit of growth in the hog supplies as those hogs that were born in the past couple of months come to market. Basically in the second half of 2025.
While the breeding herd has been stable the past couple of years,
we're getting more hogs by having more and more pigs saved per litter in that higher litter rate. That should bring more hogs into the production system and should be supportive of pork production in the second half of 25 and into 26.
And taking a closer look with McConnell at the numbers of this recent quarterly hogs and pigs report,
there was 75.14 million hogs in inventory as of June 1st. That's just slightly more than last year, less than 1%. For breeding purposes, there is 5.98 million hogs, down slightly from last year's 6.01, but again, just down by less than 1%. During the period of March through May, there was 2.91 million farrowings, which is about slightly less than last year. However, that was more than offset by a pigs per litter rate of 11.75, which is 2% higher than last year. So all that resulted in a pig crop in the last quarter of about 34.17 million pigs, which is 1% higher than a year ago.
Other key findings within last Thursday's Hogs and Pigs report was from March through May 2025, U.S. hog and pig producers weaned an average of 11.75 pigs per litter, and Iowa hog producers accounted for the largest inventory among the states at 24.7 million head. Minnesota had the second largest inventory at 9.3 million head, and North Carolina was third with 7.8 million head. And that's an update on your current stats within the swine industry. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.